Welcome to the EDUCAUSE podcast.
Hello, this is John Bucher. I'm the Chief Technology Officer at Oberlin College in Oberlin, Ohio, and I'm joined for a conversation this morning by the Executive Director of the Sakai Foundation, Ian Dolphin. Thanks for joining us today, Ian.
Thank you, and good morning.
So what is Sakai CLE and Sakai OAE? What do those things mean?
Well, the Sakai CLE is the Sakai Collaboration and Learning Environment. It's a feature-rich collaboration environment that's widely used to support teaching, learning, and research collaboration. It's built around project or course work sites populated by tools to support communication, collaboration, content management, assessment, etc. The CLE is a mature, highly customizable, and widely used product. We're about to release version 2.9 in a matter of weeks. The Sakai Open Academic Environment is very much in development. It's intended to explore new approaches to supporting academic practice online. OAE's focus is on networking people and groups, not necessarily bounded by formal classes or courses. Its focus is on content sharing and reusability. And its focus is on permeability, allowing easy publication outwards or easy incorporation of external content or services inwards. Well, we're very much getting away from the walled garden perspective of a learning environment.
Now, are they two different products?
Two different products. We are building bridges between the two, but they are two different products. Above all, though, OAE is a personal and a personalizable environment. It builds on the commitment of our community to produce software which stands at the nexus of learning, teaching, and research collaboration.
Could Sakai be used for a portal of sorts if a campus was wanting to step into that?
There are places which effectively use Sakai as a portal, and there are places that put UPortal, a widely used portal solution, in front of Sakai. The Australian National University in Canberra runs such a system. While Sakai CLE has portal-like features, it would still be my judgment that you would probably want a more fully featured portal solution in front of it. But being an open-source product and part of an open-source community, we have folks who have experience of doing these things that are willing to share.
But certainly Sakai CLE could be used beyond just as a learning management system.
Oh, very, very much so. There was a reason why we didn't call this product the Sakai Learning Management System. We called it the Collaboration and Learning Environment because it was very much designed to be used for research collaboration. It's widely used for research collaboration in the UK and in Australia and other places. Some schools I know also use it for support for student clubs and societies. So there's a general purpose aspect to this as well. But really what lied behind the choice was a desire not to erect walls or barriers between learning, teaching, and research.
Well, what benefits do community source products like Sakai have over commercial solutions?
Well, Sakai Foundation is, at its very core, an association of higher education institutions and commercial partners. We collaborate to create software that meet our needs in the area of learning, teaching, and research collaboration. The needs of institutions are directly reflected in the software we produce. There's no intermediary agency or layer. That provides institutions with a significant degree of control of the software itself. More than that, our community offers a place to find partners, to learn from the experiences of others, and to share your own personal or institutional experience. Our community, rather than simply the software, is what defines us.
Can you compare Sakai with some of the other community source solutions?
Well, there are a number of open source LMS offerings available and many places where you can go to access feature by feature comparisons. But typically, despite the open source license that is associated with those products, they're not quite created in the same way. They're not created by a kind of collegiate entity such as the Sakai community that I've just described. So I'd say there are a couple of key differentiators here. First of all, as I said, Sakai was conceived as a collaboration and learning environment, not simply an LMS. institutions looking for solutions for research collaboration in addition to learning and teaching, or looking at solutions which bridge these areas, should be looking at Sakai. The principal differentiator, however, I've already mentioned, the Sakai community is a unique global collaboration. If you want to look at software functionality and then look beyond it, you should be looking in our direction.
What are the normal costs for institutions moving to Sakai? And what are some of the areas that must be considered, especially with regard to the conversion?
Each institution has very, very specific issues. So in terms of trying to describe a normal cost, I'd find that very difficult from institution to institution.
Okay.
And if somebody tried to tell me that they had some kind of magic formula to apply to that, then I'd be a little bit doubtful. You know, it varies on the intended use of the software, the scale, the type of institution, the institutional infrastructure. But there is one big benefit of community source software such as ours, and that's our community has a great willingness to share. So if any institution considers using Sakai, they should join one of our mailing lists, describe their institution a little, the uses that they wish to explore. And they'd be almost certain to get a much more tailored and honest answer from other folks who'd done similar things than from any proprietary vendor sales pitch. So our community is a real source of experience and expertise that can be played into specific institutional needs very strongly.
Where can people find that mailing list?
You can find it from going to www.sakaiproject.org. And there are a whole list of mailing lists available from there, a variety of purposes, some aimed very specifically at developers, some more general announcements, teaching and learning. But there are some general lists which are fairly obvious for asking questions, technical or otherwise, about conversion costs.
And I'm guessing then, from what you've said, that you could probably get some very helpful answers from similar type of institutions who are in the same situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
And give you some estimate of the kind of time and effort you would need to put into this.
That's right. They can relate their experience directly. So it's not speculative information. It's actually information based on experience.
How many institutions currently use Sakai?
We're a community that produces open source software that's freely available for download.
So I do want to say,
I mean, we don't require institutions who use our software to register. We don't install tracking software. So I want to make those caveats up front. But
sure.
Our best estimate of adoption is around 350 institutions worldwide using the Sakai CLE. Because of the nature of the software, it's designed for enterprise-level use. It's not often downloaded by individuals and kind of run up on a box under the desk. So these deployments tend to be at an institutional level, or at least that of a major department.
Can you say something about the type of institutions that have adopted Sakai
CLE? There is a significant preponderance of research intensives, mm-hmm. but we do go from research intensives down to community college and other tertiary providers. We've got a great range of options available for deployment, including commercially hosted solutions. So there's a range of choices for an institution to make when they choose to deploy.
What about the downside? Do you ever hear of significant problems where people decide to move away from Sakai or put it on the back burner?
There are one or two. Last year, there was a major institution which had run several learning management systems for a number of years, and one of those was Sakai, and they dropped it as part of a process of rationalization. And I think we're going to see some of that shaking out over the next few years. But at the same time, we have major institutions coming on board. New York University is currently completing its CLE rollout. We've seen the end of rollouts at Tufts, UNC Chapel Hill, the beginning of a rollout at Kyoto University in Japan. In South Africa now, more than half the universities use the Sakai CLE. So whilst we expect there to be some turnover, some churn, the signs are pretty positive.
What are some of the biggest success factors? If I would come to you and say, hey, we'd like to move away from our commercial LMS to Sakai CLE, what are some of the things I've got to worry about, got to think about, got to plan for?
I think there has to be a clear strategic understanding at a senior level within the institution.
Okay.
From a personal perspective, and I was involved in one of these transitions myself at the university I used to work in, we took a great deal of time to involve and engage faculty in the choice. We made it very clear that their voice was being listened to. They were engaged at every stage of the process. And I think looking at any kind of examination or transition in that kind of holistic way is the key to success.
Because it's undoubtedly going to take some time and some effort on the faculty's part to make this happen.
Absolutely. And one has to address the fears of faculty. You know, what happens to my content? Will it move from this system to that system?
Mm-hmm.
There are a range of issues which have to be addressed, which I think, you know, patience is a virtue in this context. And a thorough examination, thorough engagement of faculty and other staff, and clear support from the leadership of the institution for change are pretty much the critical factors.
Is the budget issue at the top of everybody's list?
The budget issue usually starts at the top of everybody's list.
Okay.
But as the exploration continues, I won't say it disappears. It's always going to be a major factor. We live in very straitened times for higher education, and it will remain a factor. But generally, people start to see other advantages. Our environment is quite flexible, it's quite customizable, and more than that, the community, the possibility and potential of being engaged in a broader community, is actually very attractive. Think of it as being like having a whole bunch of consultants out there who are willing to relay their practical experience, but who you don't have to pay because you give something back. That, mm-hmm. I think, is a significant factor. And where I've seen enthusiastic transitions, there's some of the conclusions that folks have reached. It's not just about the software. It's about the direction that the institution wants to take, and it's about the community that you're becoming a part of.
Well, getting senior backing has to be one of the biggest things, because you're going to ask the faculty to put in a lot of time, and they're going to come to their chief academic officers and question this issue.
Absolutely. Absolutely. To be perfectly honest, I mean, one of the experiences we share is very much around advocacy. You know, what works, what are compelling arguments in a range of different institutions. So I wouldn't like to suggest that the experiences that our community share are purely technical or even purely teaching and learning or research focused. It's a very broad-based community. It's global. With members on all the major continents, and bring some very interesting perspectives to bear on the problems and issues in a particular institution.
What's next for Sakai?
What's next for Sakai? This week we have announced that the Sakai Foundation is merging with another open source organization which works in higher education, JSIG. We're going to become an organization called Aperio, which is designed to be an umbrella for a whole range of projects and software communities.
Say that again, please.
Aperio.
Okay.
We'll have several projects to begin with, but more than that, we want to become a place where we can incubate new and innovative software to better serve the higher education community globally.
Is the Sakai Foundation going to remain?
The Sakai Foundation itself will disappear into the entity called Aperio. The Sakai projects, the Sakai CLE and the Sakai OEE project, will remain branded just as they are now as individual projects within that broader umbrella.
Okay. And what will your role be?
That is yet to be determined. We have a number of practical steps to follow through before we reach the point where Aperio springs into existence.
Well, thank you very much, Ian. I appreciate this conversation.
Thank you very much.
It's been very useful.
Good opportunity. Thank you, John.